Boys and girls wearing crisp green and white uniforms welcome visitors to their school. Reverend Samuel Issa Durba says the Juba government believes every child should be able to go to school, but he notes there's no money to buy supplies or to renovate schools.
And we need the same schools to be expanded so that they are able to take more students. We continue to receive returnees coming from the neighboring countries. We actually need support of the UN, support from the NGOs in the field of education.
More than 930 pupils attend the school, almost equally divided between boys and girls. Classes are overcrowded, with the largest having 132 pupils. Few classrooms have been built, so most schooling takes place under trees. Inside the overcrowded classrooms, there are few desks, so most children sit on the floor. Children share the few available textbooks. The headmaster of Kuku Primary School, Reverend Samago Erasto, says most of these children are internally displaced people or children of people who formerly lived in Juba. And this sets up a whole series of other problems.
Some of these children have already lost their parents as a result of the war. Others have lost their parents as a result of the HIV/AIDS, and they need support. And currently there are a few organizations supporting open children as a result of this, of the war and HIV/AIDS.
We visit a classroom packed with children who grow quiet as we enter. Each child is holding a bowl of food, slowly and methodically moving his or her spoon around. Erasto tells me it is lunchtime.
This is primary 4 class, and they are taking their meal for this day. One problem is that the meal they get in the school is what sustains them. When they go home, they don't find food.
Currently, we have all the pupils in Kuku A school enrolled into a school feeding program, which is 938 kids. We feed them on a daily basis, which means every school day. Every day that they come to school, they are fed twice a daily. They receive a hot meal, which is cooked at school.
World Food Program Officer in Juba, Ursula Spierzinska, says the WFP has been conducting the school feeding program since 2001. She says many of the children are malnourished because they do not get enough to eat at home. She says the feeding program acts as an incentive for parents to send their children to school.
There are very clear statistics proving that at least the school attendance has risen substantially since we've introduced the school feeding program here in Juba and all over South Sudan. We've been covering almost 700 schools within South Sudan as a WFP program. Here in Juba, we have 232 schools.
The children are energized by their meal. A few are willing to talk about their plans for the future.
I am in P4. My name is Nancy Bosso.
Nancy Bosso is in grade 4. She says she likes English best and one day would like to work in the ministry when she finishes school.
I want to go to work to help the old people.
10-year-old Samson is interested in the healing arts. He says he would like to become a doctor one day so he can help people. And then there is 13-year-old Tamiro. She and her family returned to Sudan last year from a refugee camp in Uganda with the help of the United Nations. She says she is happy to be back and enjoys school.
I like English.
And what do you want to do when you graduate school?
I need to be a nurse.
Southern Sudan is emerging from 22 years of war. Throughout this period, teacher training was practically non-existent. United Nations Children's Fund spokesman Swangin Bismarck says there are not enough qualified teachers for the increasing number of children who are going back to school.
That is why UNICEF is conducting the training of more teachers through its partners to be able to provide intensive English training to teachers who can serve these children and can provide quality education.
After so many years of war, aid agencies working in the region agree education is the greatest gift that can be given a child in southern Sudan. They note refugees are reluctant to return home to areas where there is no education. They say refugees understand education is the way out of poverty and misery.
In getting education in
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Kuku Primary School, Juba.